preach all over the country. They'll be putting on Super Bowl parties. We actually preached at the Super Bowl this year. That's a wicked, vile, carnal thing. Did you know more sex trafficking goes on during the Super Bowl than any other event? Yet pastors are putting on Super Bowl parties at churches. That's mixing the holy things of God with the profane of the world. Just a couple examples for you. Yeah. Yep. So if you look up that testing, you'll see what it's all about. You guys are all old enough. You can email us, ask us questions. Go to your dad, moms, whatever. Ask questions. We're here to help people in the truth. Jesus said very few are going to find eternal life. Look at all these thousands here. Few of them are going to enter into the kingdom of God per Jesus. Are you going to be one of them? And if you are, why? Because you went along with the crowd. You went along with the false doctrine. You went along with the culture. Jesus is coming to judge the culture. So if you live like the culture, act like the culture, talk like the culture, dress like the culture, you do worship like the religious culture, Jesus is coming to judge you. You know who he's coming back for? His sheep. His holy set apart sheep. Let us know how we can help you.
Okay.
We love you. Thank you for stopping and not mocking. Can I help you, sir?
Just a question for, just like early question. Can you still enjoy their music but not support them?
Say that again.
If you just enjoy their music but not support them.
No, actually, I don't. If you're a Christian, see, it depends. If you're a worldly person, you can go join that all you want, and the wrath of God is coming for you. It doesn't matter. But for Christians,
yeah.
Okay, for Christians, the Bible, we follow the Bible, God's commandments. In Romans 16:17, it says, "Mark those who leave sound doctrine and cause division, and avoid them." It also says, "Leave every appearance of evil." It also says, "Don't support wickedness." Whole bunch of scriptures. So to be part of this, to support it, to unite it, you heard me preaching. They're telling people Roman Catholics are their brothers and sisters. The Pope and Mary and that system is a pagan occult system. And they're telling people that, you see how they're, if that's true, you see how they're false teachers? They're swooping people in. So the answer to that is, sir, is no, you can't be part of what's ungodly if you walk in holiness. Are you married?
No.
Okay, if you were married, I have a question. Would you let your wife run with men that she was going to hold hands with, kiss and hug, and maybe have fornication with?
Absolutely not.
Well, why not?
She married me.
She's yours. We're the bride of Christ. He wants us for himself.
Okay.
He says, go and preach, but never be united to this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if
I just like, if I'm like on my morning jog and I'm just listening to Skillet while running, is that okay?
Well, again, are you claiming to be a Christian?
Yes.
Well, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to obey God's word. I just shared with you that's not obeying God's word. Skillet is a worldly. See, what Skillet's going to do is keep you in your flesh.
No.
Because it's fleshly music, dancing. I know this. I used to be a drunk and a rock guy and a country western guy and all this stuff. It's going to keep you in your flesh. The only way you're going to follow Jesus and make it. You know how you're going to follow Jesus and make it? Walk in the Spirit. So put away. Here's what I would recommend for you. Put away Skillet, get out of your flesh, you know what you do. Get CDs of God's word and listen to God's word.
Okay.
That's what you're going to be judged against. That music is mood altering, is it not? Is it not? You hear music, start pounding your feet, you might feel sad, you hear the music and you go, man, I'm feeling pretty rowdy, man, I'm here working out, right?
Yeah.
That's flesh. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. You must walk in the Spirit. So this is all fleshly. It's all made of man. It's all false. Well, God tells us to walk in holiness. Watch the light show and smoke show coming up here. This is wickedness.
Smoke and mirrors.
This is of Satan. This is of Satan. You do not want to be part of this on Judgment Day. Yeah, I want to get some videos of this. But I appreciate you asking that question.